But before this recent downturn, we had gone through an economic expansion. There had been economic growth. But this is the first economic expansion since they kept records, started keeping records in World War II, where the average family income actually went down by $1,000. I want to give you some short-term relief on gas prices, but long-term, the only way we're going to bring down gas prices, the only way, is if we start using less oil. As your president, my job is to regulate what happens in the financial markets to make sure that people aren't taking these kinds of risks and that we're having full disclosure so that anybody who wants to borrow for whether it's a credit card or for a mortgage, they know what they're getting into. They're not getting in over their heads. We're not seeing foreclosures. And if we do that, then I think we can feel pretty confident we're going to avoid the depression. But one thing that we've got to do right away is help those families who are immediately at risk of losing their homes. So what I've said is we're going to get the Federal Housing Administration to work with lenders and borrowers to find a compromise where we can get those homeowners with a fixed interest rate mortgage that they can pay off on a monthly basis. There's a bipartisan tradition of foreign policy that we should try to recapture. Unfortunately, John McCain is not going to provide that. You can't have a permanent occupation in the middle of the most volatile region in the world and think somehow that's going to work out well, or that you're not going to end up doing any fighting. And it would still cost us $1 trillion to do, and we can't afford it. So this is a major argument that I'm going to be having with John McCain. Do we stay or do we go?